Back here in Denver, officially the dog days of camp, though. Happy to be joined by ESPN's John Clayton. John, I saw you talk to head coach Gary Kubiak. You talked to John Elway. What did you want to see with your own eyes when you came out to camp heading into the season?
Well, just, you know, where Peyton is and where the defense is. I think those are the two main things, because I think you can see that Peyton's throwing very well, probably as good as he's had in the last 2-3 years. That's encouraging, and it's also encouraging that he's getting the proper rest. I mean, he's not overdoing it, which, of course, that may be the biggest struggle, trying to prevent him from trying to do more throws. I mean, because that has to be negotiated every day, because he's going to try to want to do everything. And then just watching the speed of this defense. I mean, this defense looks like it's going to be sensational because of how much speed and how many things that they can do.
Last one, I'll let you get going so you can go home. You've covered Rick Dennison, Gary Kubiak, Wade Phillips, and Peyton Manning. You've covered them all for quite a long time. Is maybe that rest the biggest personification of these two kind of things coming together with Coach Kubiak and Peyton? And the payoff is January, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's just a matter of it's the favorite to win the division. How it goes in the the seeding and all that stuff, I mean, it'd be great to be a first or second seed, and it's got the ability to do that. But also, to be able to do that and have Peyton as fresh as he can be going into the playoffs, I think that's going to be the critical part. It's not like you're going to try to rest Peyton during his 16 games. He's playing, and he's playing every snap. It's just being able to manage it so it's easier for him to have all the strength he can have going into the playoffs to take those 2 or 3 playoff wins and get back to the Super Bowl. We'll be right back.